This is K2PCD. K2PCD, listening for any calls.
This is KE2GDQ. K2PCD, how are you this morning?
I'm not doing too bad here. I am running a little bit behind today. Actually quite a bit behind, my own fault. All not too bad. About the same as yesterday out here. And at least it's Friday, working towards the weekend. I was running so late, I figured I'd get in here and find all kinds of people chatting and not hearing a thing.
Yeah, I was wondering what was going on. I put out a call a few minutes ago, and I didn't hear anything back, so I was doing what I was doing.
Yeah, I sent out that link last night because I was looking for a very specific process. I've done it before in FreeCAD, but I wanted to see it again in the new version and go through a tutorial on basically converting a STL mesh to a model that could be modified in FreeCAD, even though it's not intended for it. It's not the best tool for the job, I should say that. And I came across this guy that was both a 3D designer and ham radio operator. I'm like, oh, this is kind of cool. And I was looking at some of the titles of his other videos, and I'm like, oh, being into FreeCAD, I really like this. Being that he's a ham radio operator, I like this. He's, even one of his projects there, he was 3D printing some iambic paddles, Morse code paddles. And I'm like, oh, these guys might be interested. So obviously I shared that yesterday.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to watch it. I definitely will. It's funny, the other day on the Morning Brew, their question was, have you ever 3D printed anything? And there was a number of people that had not, but there was also a fair number that had their own printers or knew somebody that had a printer to print something for them. So it seems like that those two hobbies definitely intersect.
Oh, yeah, and I want to say his, and it wasn't a specific video, it was just his YouTube channel in general that I was kind of pointing out, and I'm sure the topic that I was looking at, not everyone would be interested in, but it seemed like some cool stuff. The whole maker world, do-it-yourself hobbyist, it's all kind of the same thing, just a different medium, right? You're going to do it in clay, you're going to do it in plastic, you're going to do it in wood, metal, electronics. It really does make sense.
Yeah, it does. And I think part of that is that as humans, we create. We are creators, and that's how we are where we are today. That's why dogs are still dogs and monkeys are still monkeys. They don't create like we do.
Well, and I guess it starts out as necessity, and then we create what we want to pass our time with for entertainment. You think about, and I'm sure I've talked to you about it before, Lynn and I had always watched every season of Alone. You get the 10 survival experts and they're dropped into the wilderness and who can last the longest. And they're all given, ten items to bring. So 10 survivalists, 10 items to bring. Most often they'll bring some kind of pot to cook in just because they're not going to make that in the wilderness. But what they don't bring is utensils, because you can, as long as you have a knife, you can whittle all your own spoons and, some kind of fork, and that's just like basic necessity, and if you don't have it, you make it. Yeah. You didn't bring a bowl, you make a bowl.
Well, yeah, that all makes sense, and if nothing else, you just use your fingers. But like if you wanted to drink something more, it does help if you have some sort of vessel to drink out of. But yeah, that all makes sense. create what you need, and then create what you want for pleasure, you know, I won't say for pleasure, but for just different reasons.
Just satisfying that internal desire, that's what it is. Yeah, it's really cool. So, what do you got going on this weekend?
Well, given the temperatures, probably not much. I may get out in the garage a bit to, even though that's not heated, put the brake pads on the Dodge. I might try to do that, because that won't take long. I'm hoping to shoot some traps Sunday morning, but it's going to be cold. But if it's not windy, I'll take that. Other than that, just hang out, listen to the radio, do some stuff on I've got downloaded a couple CAD programs in Linux, maybe play with that a little bit. Yeah.
Okay, so, sorry for the buzz. To that video or that channel that I had shared, he also made reference to a couple of things that you might be interested in. If you're playing around with any 3D modeling, he's got a link, because he does, you know, more advanced videos for 3D modeling, but he's got a link to another person's tutorial for FreeCAD called Mango Jelly. That's his channel, Mango. And he's got, I think it's like a 55-video tutorial on FreeCAD. It's FreeCAD for beginners, but I'm thinking about going through it, because I was just skimming through each of the different topics, and it looks like it addresses some tools that are in there that I have not used. So I'd like to check that out. That gentleman that I sent you the link on also has videos on software, specifically Linux software for ham radio. So yeah, definitely worth taking a look if that's what you're thinking about playing with this weekend.
Yeah, definitely. I would definitely will take a look at that, because I'm struggling a little bit with just the Ubuntu getting some of the software I want for ham radio. So yeah, I'll definitely look into it. It should be good, since it's going to be too cold to do much else.
Yeah, tomorrow we're supposed to meet up with Lynn's sister and Kevin to have lunch, and then do our shopping. We want to get that out of the way before any of the weather hits. And I think we're probably going to do the same thing. We're going to hunker down this weekend. And, so I'm sure I'll be playing and watching some of those videos and working on my box a little bit for my remote radio stuff. I did order that battery yesterday, so that's on its way. So everything's kind of coming along here, and it's 6:44 yet I'm still on Central. I am definitely going to miss that quarter two mark, but I'll make up the time on lunch or something.
Yeah, you are running a little bit behind. And this is KD2GDQ. Is Ross out there?
Good morning, Brad. This is KD2KD2.
So what was wrong with the node?
So there's a nut that grounds the antenna jack to the radio. For some reason, that likes to come loose by itself. Must to be just the changing temperatures, but I tightened it down yesterday. Travis was nice enough to talk to me it's back to normal again.
I'm fine. K2PCB, 73. Talk to you guys later.
73 is K2PCB. We'll have a great weekend, and we will talk to you on Monday. That's nice, Ross. I'm sorry I was down on my daughter's, and I had no way to, send you a message, but that's cool. An easy fix.
But I don't know why it happened. That's the thing that puzzles me.
I take it this has happened before?
Three times before. it took me a while to figure out what it was, and then once I realized what it was, I tightened it down. Like I said, I figured, okay, that should be good, and then happened again. I have to tighten it down some more, and it still wants to back off. I don't know why. The radio's stationary, doesn't move.
That is things that make you go, well, my first thought would be Loctite, but I don't know if that would interfere with the connection.